Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is George Sukachoff, CEO and president for International PBX Ventures. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is PBX. Thanks for joining us today, George.
Well, glad to be here.
Great. Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of the company for some of our listeners here that may be new to your story.
Sure. PBX, International PBX Ventures, has we have about six projects. We've entirely in Chile. We've been in Chile for the past 15 years and focused on copper, moly, and gold projects. And so we've put together a number of significant projects down there, but our flagship project is the Copiquiri, a significant copper and molybdenum project in the what's known as the copper moly belt of Chile. This is a north-south running mineralized belt that hosts some of the largest copper mines in the world. It has the largest concentration of copper in the world, and we're very proud to have our project located amongst these large mines. And our project is at a scoping level. In particular, we are located adjacent or is in the immediate vicinity of two large mines. One is the Quebrada Blanca, which is owned by Teck Resources. The second is the Kayawasi, which is a joint venture between Xstrata and Anglo American, and a little bit of a consortium of Japanese. The Kayawasi is the third largest copper mine in the world. People may have heard about it recently, but there's a strike there, but now it's back and running again. But so we've got the right address. We're located amongst the giants. We're surrounded. Our project is surrounded by all the majors. We're the only junior resource company in that area. So we have, and our job has been to develop the copper resource. So recently, we've completed a scoping study in the end of 2009, a scoping study, and it showed that it was a positive scoping study. And basically what it said is that, yes, you've got the green light to go move forward and advance the project, but also it gives us a direction on how to improve the economics and primarily that go find more copper. In 2010, at the beginning of 2010, when it appeared that the recession was somewhat subsiding, especially in the mining industry, we started a drill program again, and we hit some significant intercepts of copper over 2%, and that got the immediate interest of a large number of majors who we've signed confidentiality agreements, about 15 confidentiality agreements since then, have numerous visits by the majors on our property, and excuse me again, I apologize for that. And a number of majors would have visited our property with an interest. And our objective for our shareholders is our exit strategy is to ultimately sell the project. And that's what junior exploration companies like PBX do. Our job is to discover and develop up to a certain, take the risk out of the projects and then ultimately sell them to a major. These projects, particularly the Copiquiri in particular, is probably far too large for us to take it to development or to a mining stage. But so we're just coming up to a stage here of development where we will ultimately sell the project. And we certainly, now is the right time in the environment out there. I mean, we couldn't ask for a better environment out there with copper record highs. I think today at about $4.20 a pound, just phenomenal copper prices. But also there's something else significant out there in the change that affects juniors and the mining in general is just the strong interest from the Asian countries that are taking a direct interest in projects such as ours at this level. And they take an interest by investing. And this would be like companies such as even copper producers who are finding it difficult now to secure, when I say copper producers, I really mean copper manufacturers who produce end products are like copper tubing, copper wiring, all sorts of finished copper products. And they're finding it more and more difficult to secure sources of copper because it's so competitive out there. The demand for copper has just increased tremendously. So they're competing now with other companies. They're competing with the majors. And so they're coming into the market directly. They're coming in and participating in juniors like ourselves, either through financing or taking a bigger position or even takeouts. I mean, so in a time when it was once the area of the majors where they would only be the ones that would be able to buy or purchase these juniors, now there's a large field of a variety of companies out there that are looking and buying, as I said, either in financing or just complete takeout. So from a junior's perspective like ours, where we have a significant copper project and the environment is just fantastic. I couldn't ask for better. And just in related to that, we did have a Chinese group participate in a major financing we just completed recently, $2.5 million. They participated. This is Jintian Copper, one of the largest consumers of copper, and they just participated in a major financing, and that's where we are right now. So
certainly, and you also completed a airborne ZTM survey there as well at the Kopakari.
Well, we completed we're doing an airborne actually the end of this month and or the beginning of January, but we had completed a similar, it wasn't an airborne, but a ground, a significant, we call a NIP, and it's a deep penetration IP, and it showed significant large additional targets. We have a resource already, established a resource already, but this IP has shown significant large subsurface targets that may or may not be mineralized at this time. And in new areas in the property, and we are putting together a large drill program to test these targets out. And we're hoping, and certainly are, if it's successful, if we have 10 large targets that have been defined by this IP survey, deep penetration IP, and I feel if we have 3 out of the 10 that are, if they're successful, are mineralized, because that would be a major success. And because we have majors watching us right now, they're very interested in to see how big these how mineralized they are, and they're watching us. So we'll see how that develops.
Certainly. And talk to us a little bit more about the recent spinoff, which will create two independent properties it'll put 6 of your portfolio companies there, properties there.
Well, we recently said, sorry, we have about, as I said, about 6 or 7 actually projects down there. Now, our flagship project is the Kopakira. Now, what's common is that when a company such as, again, PBX has a number of projects, the market only places value on perhaps 1 or 2 of the projects. In our case, the market only places value on our flagship project, the Kopakira, as I said, and our other projects, as good as they are, and they're significant copper moly projects, or copper gold instead of copper moly, the project doesn't, or the market doesn't place much value. So what is common is we tend to spin them off. And what we do right now, we've announced this spin-off, and basically we take all the remaining projects other than our flagship project and put them into a new company. And we then issue a stock dividend to our existing shareholders, since of course they own all the assets originally, and so we issue a stock dividend, and that has yet to be determined yet. But we made the announcement yesterday on this, and we had a great, I guess it was received very favorably by the market, and we had a positive response in the marketplace to that. And the shareholder receives an additional share, one for one in this new company. And so they participate in the new company. And then that enables us to focus separately on that new projects. And the market then was able to place a value on those new projects in the new co, as we call it. The new co, the name is yet to be determined yet. So that's what we just recently announced. And I said, the market, really responded quite favorably in today's market today. But so we look forward to also moving our Kopakira forward on its own within PBX, and additionally also advance the remaining projects within the NewCo.
Well, that's great. And can you talk a little bit about some of the trends in your sector right now, George, and how well positioned you believe International PBX is to capitalize on them?
Well, we certainly, I certainly believe that, I believe we have the right project at the right time. As I said, the environment in general has never, I've been in this business myself for some 28 years. I've seen the cycles. I mean, certainly in this business, it's cyclical in nature, and we've been on some lows and some tremendous highs. But this, our current time right now is somewhat unique, and it's just I've never seen as far as such great opportunity as we have right now for a junior exploration company. And again, it gets back to such a tremendous demand for base metals, copper in particular. Gold is out, excuse me, gold, but in the precious metals, but copper in particular is record highs right now. We have a significant copper deposit, and there's such a demand for not only the base metal, but demand for the companies that are exploring or are developing significant copper resources at this time. And the excuse me, I apologize again. The perception is that copper will remain high. There's even indications that it will be in the over the $5 a pound mark, which would be incredible in the upcoming year. And we look forward to even taking greater advantage of that and the fact that there'll be even stronger demand. And we certainly believe that we'll be able to achieve our exit strategy, which is to sell the company, sell PBX, and move on to the other projects in the NewCo. So it's just a wonderful environment out there from the, regardless of the economy, world, the global economy in general, the demand for metals is just very, very significant and upbeat right now.
Certainly. And what else would you say makes, the company unique from some of the competitors and some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think the biggest advantage we have is our address. As I mentioned, we are in the prime area as far as copper. We're in the highest concentration of copper in the world. We'll get in Chile, in this particular belt in Chile. We're surrounded by majors. Great opportunity. Any one of these could be a possible candidate to there's tremendous synergies between our deposits and the even the two nearby mines. Certainly, great potential for any one of these large majors to we will deal with them, possibly deal with them. So that is a big advantage that we are provided with here, as opposed to and this gives us sort of on the and of course the big factor in any in is risk and dealing with juniors and investing in juniors is what's the amount of risk that you're undertaking when you are investing in these companies. And I feel that we have de-risked our project because, I like to believe that we have sort of minimal downside but tremendous upside on that minimal downside because I think ultimately I'm pretty confident we will be able to sell because of our location alone. But the upside, tremendous upside value in this, potential upside value in this project, again, because of the sheer potential size of our project, I personally believe we are comparable to our surrounding mines and operators.
So certainly, and
I'm sorry. once it starts, it seems to not go away. But anyway, I think that's the biggest advantage we have over other projects and comparable is that a significant deposit, but the address is really what gives us the advantage.
Right, for sure. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, George, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there for some of our listeners that are new to the PBX story.
Well, as I said, my background is I've been in this business for 28 years. My background comes from business, a degree in business, as well as in computers, and my early years in the 80s, I've been consulting to junior exploration companies on projects around the world, and I would consult on a data management basis, work with their data, in this business, the second largest asset that the company has is the data, second only to the property itself. The key is being able to compile and review and have everybody, all the geology physicists and all the participants, look at the data in a comprehensive database. The primarily today is that we call data mining. 80% of the work is done in the computers, the analyzing. So that's where I came from, my expertise. And as I got more involved in companies, I recognized the importance of someone who's able to work with the data. And eventually I got more involved in companies as far as management and subsequently right into PBX where I became CEO. So it was being able to recognize that, and that's how I got involved with PBX. I recognized the tremendous properties that they have, as well as with the data associated with those properties. So, our other management, we've got Gary Medford, who is he's the chairman of the board. He's a significant shareholder, a major shareholder in the company, but he comes from a mining background, working with Cominco, and he's been independent for the past, I think he's been the previous president of the company for the past 10 years or so. Verna Wilson, who is the founder of the company, tremendous experience and tremendous wealth of knowledge as far as just from years of experience in this business as well. In working with juniors and as well as another director on the board is Mike Waskin Myers, who's come through the fields of work on majors as well in the geochemistry. And he is our legal representative. He resides down in Chile. He's looking after affairs down there. So we have a lot of background in this business in the mining business and to certainly the capability to continue to advance the project and add value to the project. So that's the management. Many years in the business combined, over 100 years combined years experience in this business on the board.
And what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, we're looking forward to a fantastic year. Again, with metal prices remaining high, the demand is there. Continued interest. You got, again, like these Asian companies that they're going through now, as examples I mentioned with Jiantian, they're going with what we call vertical integration, where they're securing down copper, sources of copper down before they would buy on the spot market. I mean, it's very difficult now to get delivery on copper. The delivery times are unreliable, prices are unreliable now. So, we hope, and our objective was to sell the project, and we're having continued discussion with majors towards this, but the Chinese surprised us, and they came in sort of from virtually out of nowhere, and we were offering a financing, a private placement to these majors as far as the first step to participate in PBX, and the Chinese came out of, as I said, virtually out of nowhere and said, surprised us, well, can we take that financing? And we, after having some very quick discussions, they participated and took the financing, got $2.5 million. And their goals, now this gives us an opportunity as far as an alternative exit strategy here, is that their goals are to, from Jiantian, the Chinese company, are to secure long-term sources of copper through we call offtake. And they're looking for a guarantee that whenever this, if and when this Copecure project goes into production, which even though it may be, the best case scenario, maybe 4 or 5 years yet, which the Chinese are very patient and they said that's fine, they just want guaranteed access to the copper being produced. So we call that the offtake. And so all they're coming in for is just to secure that offtake, and that's it. They're willing to put up good money to just to be there and be able to secure. And then when we say secure, I mean, they still have to pay the going market price at that, whenever it is in production, but they're willing to put up, significant funds right now just so that they will be there first and be able to have access to that copper. So this gives us another opportunity as opposed to a complete sellout and sell the project out entirely. We may, and they have suggested that they are willing to back us all the way to take it to development. So we may continue on further as they develop the project closer to production, which was not original plan, but it's just another opportunity we have here that we are, and certainly we'll decide which path we take in 2011, beginning 2011, be it do we go with the major and ultimately sell it to them, or do we go with the Asian group, Jiantian, where they will finance us much further, you know, to its various stages up to and could be including even production. So tremendous opportunity through different options we have available to us. And 2011, I think, if I was to say, a decision will be made. You know, it is. I certainly hope that either we will have the project entirely sold to the major, or we will have it significantly advanced further through the support of Jiantian or even other possible Asian groups out there that will come in and also participate with Jiantian. So the planets are aligned perfectly right now. Again, the metal prices, the interest from majors, the interest from Asian groups, and I think the year of 2011 is going to be the year of the juniors, and certainly I hope it's I'm confident it'll be the year of PBX.
Certainly, and so when it comes to investors and the financial community, do you believe that the story and your message, George, are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
I would probably say not. And there's two things here. I'm sure if you ask the question to 10 CEOs out there and juniors, and 9 out of 10 will certainly say that they're undervalued, that they believe their own companies are undervalued and the market doesn't really appreciate the value of their assets. I mean, that's just a common...
Maybe 10 out of 10.
Well, yeah, probably I was given a little bit. But yeah, 10 out of 10 for sure then, for sure. And in our case, we understand that and we believe that, but our approach is where we will achieve we feel that the way that we will achieve ultimate value in the marketplace is by achieving our goal, which is to make a significant deal with the major, and the majors have caught on. The majors have appreciated the value. As I said, in the spring of 2010, we started a drill. We completed a very limited drill program, but we intercepted significant high-grade copper, over 2%. The majors understood the value, potential value in our project. They understood. The market still didn't pick up on that. But the majors came forward, and as I said, we signed, you know, significant up to 15 confidentiality agreements. We're having discussions. And once we achieve a deal with the major or a further deal with the Asians, the market then will catch on then. And then they'll realize that, this must be, hopefully they'll see it as saying, you know, maybe this is a good deal because look, the majors have certainly come in and dealt with them, or the Chinese have dealt with them. So, I think this year that the market will start to appreciate the value and start to appreciate that, it is tremendously undervalued, in my opinion, in my personal opinion, but it is undervalued. And they'll come forward and recognize that, and that's where we certainly have the appreciation in the share price.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is George Sukhachev, CEO and President for International PVX Ventures. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol PBX. Currently trading at 41 cents a share, and we were just discussing the investment by Jinshan Copper from China, as well as an update on the Copper Quarry project and the spin-off transaction. And so before we conclude, George, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider International PBX Ventures as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, one is that I truly believe we are undervalued, but there's tremendous opportunity out there for us to appreciate the value of PBX. Tremendous opportunity both in the environment today and the environment today out there. Certainly great for the mining industries, and I really believe we have the right project at the right time in the environment with the Asian interests, with strong demand in base metals. Strong demand, you know, interest from the, again, the Asians, but both Asians and the traditional, the majors out there. Tremendous opportunity out there. It's incredible. You know, And then there's a lot of other, I mean, PBX, but certainly, but we truly have the right address, the right project, and, you know, the old cliche, the right address, the right product at the right time. That's what we have. So, and if we talk about risk, I believe that we have probably one of the minimal risk projects out there, minimal downside, but tremendous upside opportunity.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, George, and update our investors on International PBX Ventures.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Owen, and it is the holiday season here, and I wish all your listeners the best in the new year, and look forward to having a fantastic new year, and I hope everybody does as well.
Well, you as well, and it's always good to have you on, George.
Thank you very much.